crack it open. It's broken, then you lose it all. I've cured lots of horses with brown flesh on the legs. It doesn't hurt any more than cutting the corner of your nails. Yeah, it's just dead meat. The horse doesn't feel it. I've cured horses without having to throw them, standing up. I cured a mare that Joe Walsh, a lawyer here in town, bought. And he had spent about $250 with vets, and they couldn't cure her. And I said, well, I'll cure her for you. He says, oh, Buck, you're crazy. I said, well, let me try. So when she got well, he said, how much do I owe you? I said, well, he couldn't have paid me because it's a treatment for about a daily treatment every day for 1 month. So you figure the time that a vet would go out there, $20 a day, it'd cost you $600-$800 without the medicines. And they charge double for the medicines. I never saw a vet that could properly castrate a horse. That's a fact. They castrate them, but they usually what you call proud cut. They retain some of their stallion characteristics. Mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 horses that a vet cuts. There was a lady lived in Weslaco, and she came here one day, and I was sitting here by myself. I said, come in. She said, well, I don't know whether I should or not. Are you Mr. Combe? I said, yes. And she said, are you a rancher? I said, yeah. She said, somebody told me that you could castrate a horse. I said, well, I castrate mine. She says, I have a very fine Tennessee walking horse. No, he was a standard bred horse. He was a five-gated horse. And I want to castrate him, just to make a show horse out of him, because I don't want to breed him. Mm-hmm. And so I look at the almanac and go by the almanac. You go by the signs of the zodiac.
What do you mean?
Well, you go when the signs are down in the feet. Mm-hmm. I've got almanacs all around the house. I can't see them, but I get the kids, they know more or less how to read them now. Kathy's pretty good at it. And get them when the signs are from the knees down, or the first day they're in the head. That gives you 5 days to castrate. Unless it's Friday, you never castrate a horse on Friday. I don't know, it's a superstition, I guess. I don't know. Just every man that I have ever been around ranches, they wouldn't cut a horse on Friday. The vets cut them any time.
Are there other things you can't do on Friday?
Well, you don't eat meat.
Uh-huh.
We don't. Come have some fish with us tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd
like to. You do that. I'll fix some more of that filet fish that I got at Point Isabel the other day. It was good. I ate so much and I could hardly get out of the chair. But anyhow, I went up and castrated this woman's horse, and she supervised it all. I said, lady, you don't have to say. I don't want to say. Okay, so she saw everything that Concha knows how to castrate.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how to castrate good. She can cut a horse good. And so about a month later, she said, when can I start riding this horse? I said, in about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. So about a month later, she phoned me one night, and she says, you know, I'm riding the horse. I said, good. I said, any bad effects? She says, no, he didn't bleed, he didn't. I castrate different than a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I take a little more time. A horse that's gonna be a gelding for many years, you just don't want to do it in 2 minutes, because or a minute and a half or a half a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, it's like putting a brand on an animal. Take your time and place it right, place it where you want it, and then put it on and count your 3 or 4 and then take it off and then put some grease on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll make a good brand. The same thing, take your time cutting a horse, and he's not going to die. The horses that die from castration are just very remote cases.
Mm-hmm.
I don't guess I've ever had one die that I didn't take care of.